Blog Talk Radio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want tonight at 855 450 free. Or not tonight. You can do it 7 nights a week. We do the show live every single night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. The we tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And again, the toll-free number, 855 450 free. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You get to control content on the site. In fact, the story that I do intend to talk about when we get a chance, of course, your calls are coming first here, is about some homeschoolers that were raided by the police. That is a story that is on the front page of freetalklive.com. And you can submit items to our front page and then vote on what you like. Vote it up if you like it, down if you don't. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones first, though, and talk to Dave, listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a retired psychologist, and I wanted to share with you one observation that I think has become more significant. And that
go
is
for
over
it.
The years I found a number of people that, in their nature, they care about others. They want to do what they can to benefit the lives of those around them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another faction of people that only see others around them as there to be used. How do I get what I can out of you? How do I take from you more from me?
Mm.
And that seems to me to be the faction that has gained control more and more of our government today. And I find that true on the state, county, federal, city levels, all over.
I think you are absolutely right about that. I think that the state governments and the federal government, probably to a worse extent, are inhabited by both of these kinds of people, and I think you're absolutely right. The majority of them are users, the people that want to.
I don't know if that's true, but I think that those users tend to rise to the top in systems that benefit people, you know, those kind of people.
Yeah.
And I think the governmental models tend to be those models in which people rise to the top. I think they tend to rise to the top in many large corporate environments, too.
Probably true.
I think they tend to be in some different areas, but what I would call those people is people that haven't really learned the lesson in life, which is that you'll benefit most by helping others. And there's enough evidence out there, contrary to the statement I just made, and there's enough evidence that you can rise to the top by being greedy and self-serving, because there are organizational models that are held in place from thousands of years ago. That's what the state is. I mean, a top-down hierarchical situation is not that much different than kings and dukes and stuff now. And so they just rise up in those organizations.
Yeah, I think that we want to see our government as caring about others and being in the business, going about the world, trying to bring freedom and democracy and improving the plight of the world. But
sure, but that's nothing more than a fairy tale. I mean, there's just no...
More and more, I think it's what is going to put more money in the pockets of Halliburton and Lockheed Martin and Boeing, and to hell with people that are sweeping the floors and...
Sure. I mean, that's all true, but it's very important for the government guys, or for the people that call themselves the state, to disabuse you of those notions. They want people to still believe that we're the government, that you're the government, that we're here to help you. And, like, they want to have this image of being this beneficial organization, but yet it's very difficult for them because every single day in the news there's more and more evidence that they aren't out for your own good. They're out for their own good, and they're willing to put you in a prison cell if they think that's going to help them and their corporate buddies.
I love your show, guys. I hope
Thanks, Dave.
You're good at
Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And in Germany, it's pretty hard for the government to look good there, considering they just raided a homeschooling group. According to the story at WND.com, this was published yesterday, 4 children ages 7 to 14 have been forcibly taken from their Darmstadt, Germany home by police armed with a battering ram, and their parents have been told they won't see them again soon, all over the issue of homeschooling, according to a report.
About a year ago, there was another story out of Germany about homeschooling. I wonder if this is the same family or whether Germany's just that crazy about homeschooling.
They're pretty crazy. You have to be pretty crazy to engage in an armed raid of a homeschooler's house. HSLDA, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, has put out a report about this. They are the world's premier advocate for homeschoolers, and they said the family of Dirk and Petra Wunderlich has battled for several years Germany's World War II era requirement that all children submit to the indoctrination programs in the nation's public schools. The shocking raid was made solely because the parents were providing their children's education, says the HSLDA. Organization noted the paperwork that authorized the police officers and social workers to use force on the children contains no claims of mistreatment. So there's no allegation the parents were beating the children. It's just they were educating their own children.
You know, I was on the phone with a client a few years ago and just talking about homeschooling. And I think I might have had my son at that point, but he would have been an infant. And what the client said was, she said, "I think they're all Unabombers." You know, basically her claim
all
was
homeschooled.
That was the statement that she made. Now, I don't imagine
that's ridiculous.
That she thinks that all of them are. But even if you think that 50% of the people that homeschool their children are crazy enough to go and blow up, college.
Who was the Unabomber? Is it Kaczynski?
Yeah.
Was he homeschooled?
I don't think there's any evidence of that. No,
it's ridiculous. So the children were taken to unknown locations. Officials ominously promised the parents they would not be seeing their children anytime soon. It took place Thursday at 8 in the morning as the children were beginning their day's classes. And it has been described by observers as brutal and vicious. A team of 20 social workers, police, and special agents stormed the family's home. According to the HSLDA, Judge Koenig, who is assigned to the family court in Darmstadt, signed an order authorizing the immediate seizure of the children by force. The judge, citing the parents' failure to cooperate with the authorities to send the children to school, the judge authorized the use of force against the children, reasoning that such force might be required because the children had so-called adopted the parents' opinions regarding homeschooling.
As though they were born with the government's opinions.
And that no cooperation.
Do they not understand that, yes, these parents indoctrinated their children, but that's what we call teaching. Doctrine is teaching. I had an interesting conversation on Facebook with somebody who was talking about kids saying the Pledge of Allegiance in school, do I support it or not? And I said, I tend to not support indoctrination in any of its forms. I want young people to make their minds up, and if the government is, if this republic is worthy of allegiance, that a child will swear it in their
voluntarily understanding it
when they're an adult, rather than taking 6-year-olds and lining them up and having them make some kind of what essentially is a rote prayer to a piece of fabric. I mean, I don't even know what else to describe it as.
Yeah.
I mean, it's having them repeat it over and over again is a brainwashing technique.
Yeah, and they don't understand it; they just know it.
And I'm not. Yeah, I'm really. You know, at the surface of this argument, I'm not even making an argument for or against the pledge.
An argument against it.
Indeed, I think that it's a weird thing to do. Generally, no other nation has one of these pledges.
Yeah, but they have national anthems and things like that.
They do, but do they make the kids sing them every day? Some
I don't
do.
Know if every day.
I can imagine them lining them up in North Korea doing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Something you got in common with North Korea.
Indeed. So anyway, I think that probably young people should be able to make their minds up as they become adults instead of just being indoctrinated.
Dirk Wunderlich told the homeschool group, quote, I looked through the side window and saw many people, police and special agents, all armed. They told me they wanted to come in to speak with me. I tried to ask questions, but within seconds, three police officers brought a battering ram and were about to break the door in, so I opened it. He continues, the police shoved me into a chair and wouldn't let me even make a phone call at first. It was chaotic, as they told me they had an order to take the children. At my slightest movement, the agents would grab me as if I were a terrorist. You would never expect anything like this to happen in our calm, peaceful village. It was like a scene out of a science fiction movie. Our neighbors and children have been traumatized by this invasion. Now, this is just horrifying, and there's a little bit more to the story we can get to here in a moment, but there are actually people out there who would support this. Mark, you've got an editorial piece by somebody who's outraged by the idea of anybody sending their kids anywhere besides the government schools. So we can talk about that. But are you one of the people that actually thinks that people shouldn't be able to educate their own children?
Tell me why this makes sense, because I don't get it.
Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free here, 855-453. Homeschoolers rated. Now, it didn't happen probably where you live. It happened in Germany, but some places in the U.S. are getting scarily close to this. I know California is one of the least friendly homeschooling places.
A lot of people live in California.
I understand it. So we'll get back into the story here. 855-453 is the toll-free number for those of you with thoughts, especially if you're somebody who thinks that homeschooling Or just any kind of education outside of the government schools, these state-run schools, is somehow inferior, and that young people should be forced to go to the state-run schools. If you're one of those people that thinks that, I would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. We'll go to your phone calls coming up.
In the last hour, we talked about forcefieldenergy.com and how they were in the emergent market of LED lighting on an industrial level. Well, you know, that's great to be in an emergent market, but you need to have good leadership in your company, too. People with financial expertise that are, you know, that have an experience in this area. The CEO of ForceFieldEnergy.com, David Natan, has run two publicly traded companies, including a previous company called Farmanet. He was in charge of Farmanet for 3 years. In that period of time, the stock price went from $9 a share to $63 a share. That's a huge jump. It went from being $30 million a year in revenue to $400 million a year in revenue and employing 200 people to 2,500. This is a guy, and frankly, he's put together a good team, too. This is a guy who has the ability to create growth and has the strong financial expertise. They've done it before. They can raise capital, and they're not going to mortgage the company's future for stock prices today. The management team receives most of their compensation in stock, and that stock is locked up until December 2014. So these guys, not looking to just, you know, turn around in one quarter and make a profit and move on. They're in it for the long haul. That's why I'm comfortable having invested in ForceFieldEnergy.com, and that's why I'm recommending it to you, because the management is good and they're invested. Anybody can invest in FNRG through your brokerage account. It's $5.20 a share. It's a great buy. It's going to go up, in my opinion. All stocks have risk, but that's my opinion. However, you can get in on the private placement by buying it at $4 a share. Now, you've got to hold it for 6 months. That's the federal rules. And you can put it in an IRA if that's what you want to do. They've got convertible notes. And there's a really great offer with a warrant at the end of the six-month period. All you have to do is go to forcefieldenergy.com, click on Contact Us, get a hold of them. One of the management team will get a hold of you and get you into the private placement. It's a great, great opportunity, in my opinion. Contact us, forcefieldenergy.com.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Danny is listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hey, Danny.
Hey.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I listen to you guys periodically, and sometimes you guys are just kind of pathetic. I mean, you're taking some obscure story in Germany and trying to tie it to the United States. And it's like, if you hate our country so bad, go live somewhere else. You sit in your little radio booth and bitch and moan about everything. Go live somewhere else, man.
Oh, no. I don't just sit in my radio booth and bitch and moan. I was out on the streets today actually doing outreach, encouraging people to think about the ideas of declaring independence. I've been arrested multiple times for standing up for my freedom and other people's freedoms. So no, I'm not just a talk show host. I'm actually an activist, too.
But I am willing to move to live in a place that is significantly freer than the place in which I live now. And what I find is that that's difficult to do because of the reach of the State Department puts so much pressure on many smaller countries to conform to whatever the rules are. For instance, it's very difficult for an American citizen to get a bank account outside the United States.
Well, my point is this, is like, if you guys are so miserable here, you know, go somewhere else.
Where? That's the question I'm asking you.
That's not my problem to find a place for you, honey. You know, if you've got a problem and you're all upset and you're going to whine about it.
Well,
just
do you think that
go the hell away?
Look, it's the people that are willing to stand up for freedom that prevent more encroachment.
What are you doing to stand up for freedom? What are you doing?
I'm doing a radio program six nights a week.
That's
talking about the
ideas
of freedom.
About it. I got through so fast, there can't be very many people calling your program. I got through in like 10 seconds, so we can't be that popular.
We often take people with contrary opinions pretty quickly.
What else
that's
is there?
Whining, anyway.
Do you think it's whining to point out, Danny, that
people had their home raided because they're educating their kids? Is that whining?
That was in Germany, dude. That was in Germany.
You don't think there are people in this country that want that?
You're just trying to tie it back because you can't come up with anything better. So you go to Germany and find some obscure story and go, yeah, our government could do that too.
How do you know this isn't a front page story in Germany, sir? How do you know it's obscure?
Who cares? It's Germany. Germany. It's not our
right.
Country.
It doesn't matter.
These are
but
human
see,
beings,
this
sir.
This is another important thing
I'm
to understand.
I'm not an anti-human being. I'm just saying you guys are so desperate to find something to cry about.
Oh, there's
Germany.
Plenty of stories. We're not desperate, dude. Well, I can open any news site and find plenty of stories of outrageous behavior by the police and the government
then
people right here in this country.
Quote one. Bring one up. Instead, you have to go to Germany.
No, we didn't have to go to Germany.
I was going to talk about I was looking at doing the Obama, bringing us to war against Syria story to this evening, but I figured that since I was
such... That didn't pan out for you, so...
What do you mean it didn't pan out?
It didn't pan out.
You really are. You're sad.
Well, I wish you'd point out. Look, I want to be a better. I want to be a better talk show host, but I think you need to understand a couple of things. This is an international show. We get calls from all over the world, and
no, you
yes,
were just trying to tie it back to the United States.
Indeed,
that's right. Because Danny, there are people in the United States who do not believe that you should be able to educate your own children.
There was a law floated in California just a couple of years ago that only. Can you let me finish? I'm going
to
tie this back to the United States for you.
You're not brave enough to take...
I'll put him on hold. Go ahead, Mark. What were you going
to
say?
Danny, the point I was trying to make is in California a couple of years ago, they attempted to float a law passed that said that only people with teaching certificates could homeschool. What is that except outlawing homeschooling?
That's not at all what I called about.
I see. So you don't want to actually have a conversation.
All right.
You called to insult us, and
that's fine. You can do it.
I called about the topic I called about.
What was that?
Go right ahead. What is that?
What I said was, you guys are pathetic because you have to reach out to find some story that happened across the ocean to try to tie it to the United States because you're so sick of living in
okay,
here.
Danny, you just go ahead and pay your taxes and kiss some boots. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's repeating himself.
I think he's upset about the Pledge of Allegiance thing that we were talking about when I was,
Well, if you're upset about that, then come right out with it and let's talk about the real issue. Look, we didn't have to talk about Germany, but it was in the news. Our listeners voted it up on our website at freetalklive.com. You go there right now. You'll see it is the fourth story from the top at the moment. And thank you to Elite Tunes for submitting it to the site. So clearly, some people consider this to be important information, and I certainly do. And I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with human rights anywhere. And the right to educate your own children in the way that you think is appropriate is something that is pretty important. And I think that that this is relevant. So I don't feel like I should have to make excuses, but there you go.
Well, it's an international radio program. I understand. He keeps on saying across the water. Well, yep. To people in Germany listening to Free Talk Live, and they do, and they call in now and then. I'm not going to say it's as large of an audience as it is on, say, Indianapolis.
Well, you must believe that he's probably somebody subscribed to the idea that, well, this could never happen here, which is ridiculous.
Right. Well, if it did happen here, you can believe it would come wrapped in the flag.
You know, in this country, they also rounded people up during World War II. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the help you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the features. We've got archives where you can download literally years' worth of the show. Go and enjoy it for free over at freetalklive.com.
The gentleman who just called in was accusing us of whining, and which that would suggest that we aren't offering solutions. I'd like to offer you a solution. The United States government and governments around the world, not just the United States government, use its fiat currency. A fiat currency is a money backed by nothing, a money that is just printed into thin air. And it's actually not printed, it's just distributed via computer. All currencies are digital these days. You can do something about that. You can stop using that money as much as you possibly can. One way is to use bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source cryptocurrency that empowers the individual. And governments can't print it into existence. They can't get into your bank account at all. They empower you by making you the banker. The first step into getting into bitcoins is going to blockchain.info and opening a Bitcoin wallet. Unless you have a wallet, you can't keep money. So, blockchain.info, they've got all kinds of information there on the Bitcoin currency that you can research. Again, blockchain.info.
Mark, you just hate America. Admit it, okay?
Okay, so I think that's the dumbest statement. Yes, I think the United States government, first off, I think America is a pair of continents, and it's silly how people call themselves Americans. I think the United States is, it's in need of some improvement. It was a once glorious state compared to the rest, but currently it is deteriorating. It is the 18th on the Fraser Institute's list of economically free nations, 8th on the Heritage Foundation's. In the 30s, as far as press freedom goes. I mean, the United States in which I grew up in, and I thought it was the freest country in the world, I don't think you hear people say that anymore. But, yeah, I think it's deteriorating. I think I'm offering some solutions on making this a better place. Bausch, who created the fuel injector, didn't hate cars. He wanted to make something better. Okay?
Yeah.
And Mercedes didn't drive him. Well, if you don't like the way we make out of Mercedes, get out! Get out! I mean, you know, I don't... get out! I live in the United States because, well, you know, this is where I was born. This is the easiest place to go. Moving around is difficult. And borders, frontiers, I should say, frontiers have been diminished here in this world.
Mark, he just doesn't... We're referring, by the way, for our listeners just tuning in to the caller in the last segment who called to insult us, call us whiners, and told us to get out if we don't like it. I think people like him just don't like to hear, you know, critique. They just want to believe that everything is peachy here and that, you know, the idea that this country could have problems is just anathema to their belief system. They don't want to believe it. Even if they see things that they disagree with, they're just under the beliefs that this country is so much better than every other plot of land right. In the whole world, and how dare you impugn it.
So here's what I suggest. I agree with him that if we don't like it, we should leave. But only in sort of the theoretical sense. You see, the United States government, and really every government everywhere, has this thing against secession. Because they are like the lords at the top, and they own the land all the way down. Don't believe me? Don't pay your property tax and see who owns your land. Because property taxes are just essentially rent. As a matter of fact, prior to being called property tax, they were called quit rents. Because the lord owned the land. Now the lord is, you know, the governmental system that we all have, well, you know, one single crappy vote in, one tie-breaking vote, and since it almost never ties, your vote doesn't matter. So, yeah, if I could just, yeah, I don't want to participate. Tell you what, me and some of my friends, we're going to get together, we're going to buy some land, and we're going to call this Wonderville. And in Wonderville, we don't collect federal income tax. We don't collect state whatever tax. We don't collect anything there. This is ours, and you stay out. However, you try doing that, and they're going to attempt to arrest and imprison the people of Wonderville. So that's the point. It's not that people don't want to try something new. It's that we have an organization that is a monopoly. It does not want competition. Should not people who have a different thought process in the area of governance be able to try it on their own? If you don't think they should be able to try it, consider for a second that you are a statist, that you believe that somehow human evolution has stopped at whatever the Constitution of the United States has brought us, you know, 230-something years later or whatever it is. Like, you have that kind of stupid, short-sighted view that humans won't exist for thousands of more years, that they won't come up with a better government system, and that government system, frankly, can only occur with innovation. And innovation does not occur in a marketplace with a monopoly.
Yeah, and tying your system down to something that happened hundreds of years ago and holding on to that desperately, saying to yourself that this is the best system there has ever been.
Well, it was better than everything that was created at that time. I still think the United States Constitution as a document is superior to many other systems. But... there's flaws in it.
It's a dead letter. I mean, the Bill of Rights has been gutted.
Well, you can see what the results of it are. The results are a giant organization
right.
that you know, just keeps on feeding on taxes. These people that fought against taxes that amounted to about 3% of their earnings, now you can look, and the average person is paying something like, I've heard numbers, 40 or 50% of their earnings in out in taxes. And then you add regulation into that, government regulation into that, and it gets above 50%. It's incredible how much the government destroys the marketplace.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Let's go to ladies first. Tammy is on the line listening to KMMS in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd just like to respond to Danny. I just think, you know, maybe he should go bury his head in the sand a little further since, you know, there's a few of us out here that are interested in preserving our freedom. And by looking around the world and what's going on, a lot of times it comes around here. And it happened in Germany before. Let's pay attention here. I mean, come on, dude. I just don't get where he's like, you know, you guys aren't patriotic just because you're looking at a different country. It's insane.
I don't think he felt like it really addressed any concerns in his life or something. I don't know. I mean, you know, whatever. Is Free Talk Live Bush League? I suppose. I mean, you know, you can say that. But frankly, I listen to these other guys on the radio, and I don't hear much difference.
Well, wait, there's a huge difference between Free Talk Live and those other shows.
As far as delivery,
we do provide solutions.
Content, yes.
I would say we're one of the most solution-oriented talk shows out there. You want more freedom? Move to New Hampshire. Get active. Get out on the streets. Do things for freedom. She dropped off. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. But, you know, to suggest that Free Talk Live gets on the air and whines is ridiculous. We point out news and have commentary about that. But I'm going out tonight to cop block a police checkpoint, as a matter of fact. I was out last night for 4 hours. Going after the police here in town and making sure they are being held accountable by recording them with video cameras as they were harassing young college students. It's, by the way, it's the brand new college semester here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a college town. And so there's a fresh batch of victims in town for the police to pick on because the police know that they can just go around and they can arrest college kids.
Well, this is an organization that was previously doing bag checks, unconstitutional bag searches.
The police.
And that
they're still doing it.
Your activists have diminished that behavior.
I don't know about that, Mark. I don't know if that's true, because every year there's a fresh batch of victims that comes into Keene. They don't know their rights because they're 18 years old. They're fresh out of the government school system. And I actually, speaking of the bag search thing, one of the guys I talked to last night said the night before that, some cop talked him into giving his bag over, asking him what was in the bag, and, you know, used some sort of verbal jujitsu on him to get him to hand the bag over, consenting to the search. So, you know, after the fact, he realized he shouldn't have done that, but oops.
If this isn't how a police state grows, I don't know what is.
So, you know, I was out in the streets of Keene until 3 a.m. last night with a group of seven other cop blockers where we were out.
Right. Anybody who calls you a whiner is clearly not paying attention.
Ridiculous. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Solutions, whining, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We've got listening options, live streams. We've got those radio stations, over 125 of them from coast to coast, as well as satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, plus our free-to-air channel that is available across North as well as Central America. We also have a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. So I mentioned the Free State Project a moment ago. Somebody called earlier, Danny, called from South Carolina saying, "We're just whining." Well, no. On Free Talk Live, not only do we tell you about the news, and I think that all news internationally is relevant because it affects people's lives. And in fact, a lot of cases, governments copy one another. So the state in one place will copy the state in other places if they believe they can get away with it. So just because it happens in Germany doesn't mean it won't be coming to a city near you. Anyway, the Free State Project is the solution for those of you who actually do want to do something, for those of you who are sick and tired of just complaining and who want to actually take action to achieve more liberty in your lifetime. Now, by liberty, I mean your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. And, of course, in order to be free, you probably should allow others to be free, even if they're living their lives in ways that might be different from you. So if you get what it means to be free and you are willing to actually do something rather than just complain about things, you are the right kind of person who should be looking at the Free State Project. And you may do that by visiting them online at freestateproject.org. Get signed up and get planning to move to New Hampshire. That's where Mark and myself are. We've been here now, Mark. By the way, this is our 7th anniversary in New Hampshire this weekend, Labor Day weekend. It was 7 years ago tonight that we were packing up the truck in Sarasota, Florida, after we finished the show and literally drove 26 hours from Sarasota to Keene, New Hampshire.
That was the last time I stayed up all night. Mm-hmm. And I want it to be the last time I stay up all night. I have no desire to do that crap anymore.
Yep, but 7 years now in New Hampshire, so I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to watch as the Free State Project continues to grow and blossom into the most relevant, the most successful liberty movement known to man today.
Yeah, and we kind of have done what Danny suggested. We did pick up and move from mm-hmm. Sarasota, Florida, where we didn't see any future for the ideas of liberty, to the freest state in the Union at the time, New Hampshire, and overall the freest state in the Union now, as rated by the Mercatus Center. And we've been working in whatever way, what is, the goals are, the maximum role of civil government, to create a place that's even freer. So are we whiners? Okay, we whine, but at least we're whiners in action.
Yeah, well, I don't really consider talking. I don't really consider talking about what's happening in the world to be complaining. I think they're bad. I think those things, I think when the government people hurt peaceful people, I think that's bad. It needs to be pointed out, and people need to know about it. So anyway, let's continue with you and your thoughts and go to Mike listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
I have to admit I got a kick out of Dan because, like, I called in probably a year ago with the same type of comment. But I want to let you know, you guys are missing the opportunity to focus on the real problems, and I guess that's what irritated me the most.
What's that?
If you look at what's going on with our country, what's happened over the last 30 years, the Reaganomics, the wealthy just getting wealthier, taking control of everything and anything they can get their hands on. And that's what's really causing us to lose our freedoms. When they manipulate the stock prices, when they manipulate the fuel oil, the oil, when they manipulate everything by the monopolies, see, you guys have an opportunity to bring that forward, and you're missing the message and the opportunity. And that's why it sounds like to me it did when I first started listening to you. And I don't listen that often.
So you're saying you don't think we talk often enough about monopolies and monopoly privilege?
The bigger cause of us losing our freedoms.
We've talked about monopolies plenty of times on the show. I mean, well, look, just to clarify something, Mike, you are only getting the Saturday night show on Free Talk Live. We do a show seven nights a week, and we certainly have talked about monopolies. I mean, the government itself is a monopoly on violence, and they also grant monopolies to other organizations like power companies.
We are the government by the people that we elect.
Now, that's just a fantasy, a story that you've been told.
I will stand up for the Democratic Party in as much as that's who I side with because they are representing the values that I believe in.
Well, but the Democrats
is that war?
Wait a second. The Democrats have been in charge for like six years, and they had a majority for a portion of that time.
Yeah, for 47 days. There were 76 days, whatever. But in the meantime,
what are those values? Is war one of those values?
No, actually, it is not. And
well, then why is the Democratic president committing war?
We have been trying. Well. He's been trying to wind it down, but the machine's in
motion. Ridiculous.
Do you believe in the Illuminati? Do you believe in the Rothschilds taking over?
Do you believe in the first Fed?
Yeah, do you believe it's possible that there's bigger powers out there than our government?
Sure. I believe it, and I believe
that
the Democrats don't want are just as corrupt as the Republicans.
I believe some are, but I'll hold you to task on that because people like Elizabeth Warren are fighting to fix the banking situation.
All right, so you got one. I got
Bernie
Ron
Sanders.
Paul.
How about Bernie Sanders?
You got two. Look, see, this is the problem.
Ron Paul,
when you've
Ron
got an
Paul
organization,
is the biggest guy. The guy that's got the most guns wins. He'll tell you whatever freedom fantasy that you want to hear. But in the meantime, he wants to destroy Medicare, Social Security. Isn't he against one of the things that give us the most freedom? Universal health care.
Absolutely. I mean, you see, that it's government intervention in healthcare, which has driven up the price and driven down the value of it.
No, that's not what drove up the price. It was greed from the private companies that drove up the price.
Before government intervention,
the greedy private companies couldn't do anything without their buddies in government to help them create a monopoly.
How much money do they spend lobbying? Buying a position and get that law passed for them. So
let
that's
me ask you
problem.
A lot
it's
of money.
Obvious.
That's exactly the problem, Mike.
You're never going to convince
them
on healthcare.
What we need to do is we need to get people that will go into office and say they'll cap their income at a certain amount and for 3 years afterwards so that they aren't becoming a lobbyist afterwards making $1 million. And
so you believe
holding to these companies.
You believe the powerful people.
He's giving you a lecture now, Mark. He doesn't want to actually have a conversation.
It's fine.
Sure, go ahead.
You believe that powerful people have control of the government, that powerful people are together trying to take your freedom, but that somehow that you're going to wrest control of the government from these powerful people that have infiltrated the Democratic Party, too, and that you're going to turn it all around. Now, tell me I'm an idealist with a pipe dream.
Well, yes, I believe we can. I believe the people are fed up.
I don't think you can.
Paying attention now.
What's going to change that, Mike?
I think they're paying attention, but they're still giving... Here's the choice. They're giving two choices.
People are oppressed. They're tired of being... They're tired of struggling for everything, so they're going to bring it out at the ballot boxes. That's why the Republican Party...
What good
does
the ballot box do if you have no choices?
Right?
Yes,
they voted for change the last time, and they got no
choices.
They got a guy who appointed the same people that the Republican had.
People sat back on in 2010... And didn't pay attention. And those with the money, the wealthiest few that want to control everything, they got people in there to block everything.
Oh, Mike, if only everyone would do it like you want them to. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll
free. Lots of wealthy, powerful Democrats. I don't understand how this whole Republicans are wealthy and powerful thing. The vast majority of Republicans are, good, hard-working folks that want a better life for themselves. I think that, I tend to agree with the statement that the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money. Yeah, I do think people need a hand up, but when you make these systemic systems, somebody powerful is going to get a hold of them. They're going to become corrupt. They're going to be messed up, and it's just going to be government bureaucrats making big, fat paychecks.
Yeah, but, Mark, all people have to do is pay attention and then go to the ballot box.
I don't want to pay attention to your stinking government anymore. I want it out of my life. That's what I want.
You just need to go to the ballot box and elect the right people. We'll then change the system magically into one that will refuse corporate
influences.
We have
democratic governments in the country. Take a look at New York. Take a look at Illinois. Take a look at Detroit. You can look at these bankrupt places and you can see who's been in charge for decades.
That's because there aren't enough people out there voting. We need to get more people at the ballot box. So they
more
can
people just... It's just going to be a 50-50 split again.
Look, the thing is... You can send more people to the voting poll, the polling locations, but if all they have from which to choose on their
crap sandwiches
are a bunch of junk and crazy criminals who want to control your life, then what good does it do to vote? What's the point in that? Look, as you pointed out, Mark, Barack Obama is almost exactly like George W. Bush. He's almost exactly like him.
George Bush made the biggest addition to government health care up to that point.
More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And people like that caller don't want to admit that Barack Obama is George W. Bush III. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dodger mic. How does an additional 50% off all Promari drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.